Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We want a quick touchdown now in Nevada, where new numbers released today by the Secretary of State's office show Joe Biden has increased his lead with about 12,000 more votes than President Trump. Just 30 minutes before those numbers were released, the Trump campaign announced they're filing a federal lawsuit alleging voter fraud, saying thousands of illegal votes by non-residents are being counted. Let's bring in politics reporter Paul Bozier from KUNR in Reno, Nevada. Paul, we're not trusting the technology right now. We're going to have you on your phone. Welcome.
Thanks, Robin.
And as we know, Nevada is a crucial state for both candidates, but particularly Biden, because the AP has him at 264 electoral votes, including Arizona. Nevada has 6 electoral votes. That would put Biden at 270, the magic number where someone is the next president. So which counties are counting ballots? When can we expect more results? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, all counties are still counting ballots. I will tell you that we're going to see the most change in either Clark or Washoe counties. Those are the two populated counties in the state. And what we got today, we got new numbers at 9 a.m. here, local time, from the Secretary of State's office. And we're starting to see the smaller counties, or the Washoe and the Clark, release those individual numbers. And while we have seen kind of a slight change in Biden's favor, he extended that lead. It's not like we're getting a whole bunch of a really conclusive data. It looks like it's still that razor-thin results. And here in Washoe County in particular, this is the swing county in Nevada. It remains a 10,000-vote split. Even though we got new numbers, it's 10,000 votes that separate Biden and Trump here in Washoe County.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, the Trump campaign is challenging that count, and it's not the first lawsuit filed by the Trump campaign. And the state doesn't have an automatic recount. So just briefly, right, what is this path there for Republicans?
So to talk about the recount, Nevada doesn't have an automatic one. However, a candidate can request a recount at any time. They just have to pay for it. So we'll see if that happens in the coming days. As for the lawsuit, so they filed the lawsuit in federal court, and what they're saying is that they've had reports over the last few days of what they call issues, or they have concern. They're saying that dead people have voted, that people who moved out of Clark County specifically, they mentioned, cast mail-in ballots as they were leaving. So they're saying they want a judge, a federal judge, to stop the count immediately.
Okay. A lot to follow as we watch Nevada closely today. We'll probably be in touch with you again over the next couple of days, but just briefly in the few seconds we have, what's the mood there?
Everybody is waiting very patiently, at least where I am. We did have some small protests in Washoe County last night. There was a larger one in Las Vegas last night, the Stop the Count rally. But again, we're not really seeing any unrest. However, police say they are ready for it. They're blocking off portions of downtown in Reno, so we're waiting.
Yep, and nerves on edge. KUNR politics reporter Paul Bozier in Reno, Nevada. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.